In an appearance before the Senate Banking Committee, Bernanke made clear that monetary policy is aimed at keeping the economy growing and fighting inflation. He gave no indication of future moves in interest rates. The central bank chief told lawmakers that the woes besetting the economy are more severe than they've been for several years, and that as a result, economic growth will be slower than had been anticipated.
Over the remainder of this year, output would expand at a pace appreciably below its trend rate, primarily because of continued weakness in housing markets, elevated energy prices, and tight credit conditions. Growth is projected to pick up gradually over the next 2 years as residential construction bottoms out and begins a slow recovery, and as credit conditions gradually improve.
Bernanke was asked about the government's rescue of two federally chartered agencies that are the biggest players in the residential mortgage market. He defended the plan to offer assistance to the agencies known as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and called for Congress to enact legislation that will strengthen public oversight of both entities. Bernanke said that the economic outlook has downside risks mainly because of uncertainty about the future trend in oil prices, which are up 50% this year and 500% since the beginning of the decade.
Our best judgment is that this surge in prices has been driven predominantly by strong growth in underlying demand and tight supply conditions in global oil markets. Over the past several years, the world economy has expanded at its fastest pace in decades, leading to substantial increases in demand for oil.
Bernanke said that a weak dollar may have contributed somewhat to the sharp rise in oil. Meanwhile, the U.S. Labor Department reported that soaring costs of gasoline and food pushed producer prices up by 1.8% in June and 9.2% during the past 12 months, the biggest increase since 1991. At the same time, the dollar reached a record low against the euro, a currency used by 15 European Union countries. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.